Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips. Like
it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman.
Over Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. This is a special Halloween version. I'm David Hollander, your host. And it's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, people around here, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. And that's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. Well, tomorrow night is Halloween, and I love my treats as much as any person. In fact, I've got a really serious sweet tooth when it comes to dark chocolate. Well, it's going to be a big night for sure, as most people aren't worried about COVID anymore. After all, you can wear a mask. In honor of this special night tomorrow night, I started thinking about five tricks, not treats, that financial advisors are using right now to dupe investors into making bad decisions when it comes to their finances. If you want to avoid getting tricked into bad investments, scammed into paying excessive fees, or avoid getting duped by the latest fraudsters we've come across, well, then this special episode, our Halloween tricks, not treats, is designed just for you. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Well, October is over for the markets, and guess what? It was one of the best Octobers we've seen since 2015. And markets saw a rally towards the end of October, and that was because two of the four remaining unknowns, remember I've been talking about this for a while, the unknowns and the pillars supporting the economy, well, two of the four remaining unknowns received some clarity. And that helped the S&P 500 rally back, and the NASDAQ and the Dow, to fresh all-time highs. The pullback we saw in September, that was caused by the market facing uncertainty when it came to Washington, the debt ceiling, tax hikes, earnings, margin concerns, yields. Remember, they were rising quickly. And the Fed tapering.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I'd love to. So over the past couple weeks, we've seen clarity across these unknowns. And as a result, the stock markets liked it, started to rebound. As you know, when it comes to Washington, this last week, Democrats abandoned the tax hikes that we were looking at. And this is obviously a fluid situation because we're still trying to get through, as you heard this last week, President Biden's been talking about the $1.5, $1.7 trillion, which is all paid for. It's not coming out of our pockets, I guess. I don't know how you do that. But anyway, the corporate tax hike, which was on the table, has been removed. And so on the earnings front, this past earnings season, we've seen quite good results. We're about halfway through it, and companies have cited margin issues and supply chain disruption, as you know, been hearing about that, not able to get things to make things. But so far, they're managing to deal with it. They're navigating through these issues and focusing on the demand, which is out there, which is still pretty robust. So bottom line, the positive tax news and the continued strong earnings from companies are the main reasons why stocks are rallying right now to all-time highs above what we had predicted. We had called 4,500 on the S&P 500, and we're well into that now. So if earnings season finishes on the current strong note that we're seeing right now, and there are no material tax increases that pop out here before the end of the year, then that strengthens the case for a further rally in stocks through the end of the year. But I want to give you some upside and some idea about what I see coming here. So when you look at the expected 2022 S&P 500 earnings, right now they're holding at about $220 a share. Yeah, believe that. So that means at the current levels, the S&P 500 right now is trading at almost 21 times earnings. It's 20.75, you want to be exact about it. Now, this is historical because the typical valuation is 20 times earnings. So we're seeing higher values right now in stocks. And the reason for that is because there's no potential for anywhere else to put your money right now. It's pretty much all there is. And so when you give it a little bit of leeway when it comes to 2022, you could see a little bit higher. How much higher? Well, let me get into that. At the same time right now, we're continuing to see that the S&P 500 is maintaining these multiples. And why that is because you got yields rising. But as global bond yields, not just US, we're starting to see this happen in Europe. And as global bond yields start to rise, they become more attractive to investors because the risk is so much lower. And so that's why people will be less willing to pay more for stock. Think of it like this. With yields near 0% or negative, investors have proven themselves willing to pay more than a 20-time multiple for stocks because taking that risk was better than getting nothing. But before QE and forever 0% interest rates, a 20 multiple would have been considered expensive. And that's because investors could get 3, 4, 5% investing in 10-year treasuries. And they didn't have to pay up for returns. But the point is the current value of the market is getting prohibitive. We're getting close. And as yields rise, people aren't going to be willing to pay that. And so right now with a 21 multiple, if we say that for 22, I'm looking at 46.83 as the upside on the S&P. So that's about 2% higher from where we are right now. And that's about where I see it. So bottom line, I think this market right now is fully valued, and I'd say very fully valued. And given the seasonality right now, the Santa rally, that momentum, we may see a little bit more, but just realize this is a fluid situation. And bottom line, this positive tax news and the continued strong earnings are the main reason why stocks rallied this past week. And that's it. Now, somebody else recently called also markets sort of near a top. And that somebody else is a fellow by the name of Tepper. You may remember this guy. He was out last week and I pay attention to this guy because sometimes he's right. And he voiced some caution regarding the markets, and he cited valuations very much along the lines of what I was just talking about. And he basically said right now, I don't love any asset class. Stocks, bonds, richly valued, face risk, rising rates. These are all things he was talking about. And he wasn't saying get out or short the market, but he was also saying it's not the highest concentration you should be having right now in stocks. So rich valuations, 5 to 10% rally. I don't know if we could see that, but I'm certainly could see that sort of a drop. So just be prepared for that. And while the outlook for stocks right now are still positive, I don't think 2022 is going to be as strong as 21 when it comes to your total return. So you still need to be long. You need to have a balanced portfolio. You need solid exposure to the sectors I'm about to tell you about. But I think 22 is going to be more like probably a 7 type of return as opposed to these double digits we've been seeing. So as inflation rises, which is certainly out there, I'm sure you saw that this week, not only in Europe, they're dealing with some serious inflation above 5%. It's arguable whether our insurance is 3.5 to 5. I mean, there's certain areas where it is. So as long as you see yields rising, you see firm inflation, that's solid growth continuing with earnings, then you want to favor things like cyclicals, financials, natural resources, consumer discretionary, industrials. That's where you want to be. So take a look at your portfolio, see where things are, and make some adjustments and be ready for the turn when the turn comes, because it will come. Just a matter of time. When I come back, crypto. Now that we're living in a digital reality, How could you get seriously ripped off by cryptocurrency? I'll tell you what to watch out for when we come back. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
David Hollander.
Something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
David Hollander.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Here's Johnny.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning on our special Halloween edition, because tomorrow night is Halloween. And boy, do I love seeing all those kids of all ages. The 16-year-old, awkward costume, not fitting. The 3-year-olds, excitingly knocking on my door, hoping for some great candy. As they say, trick or treat. With this theme in mind, I want to help you uncover some of the top tricks financial advisors are using right now. So hopefully you can avoid them like the neighbor who gives out the apples and the toothbrushes. Well, if you've wondered about bad investments, excessive fees, or getting duped by fraudsters, then today's episode is designed for you, because there's 5 tricks, not treats, that financial advisors are using right now to trick you out of your money. So whether you're already working with a financial advisor or shopping for one, or maybe you don't even know you have one, but you do, well, you need to know what to watch out for and what questions you should ask, so that you're in the best financial position possible and you maximize your savings. So the first trick, not treat, that some advisors right now are using could really cost you pretty big. And this all came around as a result of COVID last year, because the financial service industry quickly moved to virtual and online consulting. And so whether you're Zooming or interacting through the internet, you need to be really careful, because an area that continues to grow and continues to have problems with it in the digital world is cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, which uses a technology called blockchain technology, is just an area that you need to be cautious about when you consider buying shares of any companies that tout the potential of high returns associated with cryptocurrency-related activities. You want to do your research before you buy any shares or any coins or anything that's related to a company that offers any sort of investment that's related to cryptocurrency. And an area that we're seeing a lot of investors right now getting fooled by is through unrealistic predictions of really astronomical returns and claims being made through press releases that come through a spam email or a text, or maybe you get a telemarketing type call, which you don't know is a telemarketing call. There's posts online and certainly social media threads. This is how they're disseminating all this sort of stuff right now. And unfortunately, the scammers are using these techniques, which are old. They're known as pump and dump. Literally, you can look that up. No? Okay. Pump and dump. Fraud. And the SEC has suspended trading activities in a number of these types of securities because of questions regarding the accuracy of the cryptocurrency-related activity. As an example, the SEC suspended trading and activity because of accuracy of claims such as these, regarding the liquidity and the value of a company's assets in something called Dibcoin, which was a cryptocurrency. Assertions by several companies that each planned to conduct an initial coin offering. Check these out. These are, you got to be careful about these. They're called ICOs. And it sounds like it's the IPO. You remember those? So those are usually legitimate, usually pronounced and propelled by securities companies have been around for a while. But these things just come. Oh, there's an initial coin offering. And a company's claim transition from vape products to that one involved cryptocurrency and adoption of blockchain technology. So how one thing had something to do with the other, I don't know. But clearly they're predatoring on people who vaping, I guess. And now they're looking at the next hot thing. So anyway, here's some tips that you can use to avoid cryptocurrency-related stock scams. So you may want to write some of these down. First, don't say yes to cryptocurrency stock purchases from any sort of cold caller. And these people can be aggressive. Even if they claim that this is the best thing since sliced bread and it sounds plausible, you got to be careful. And if the stock price is super low, you got to be really careful. And I'll just tell you right now, don't feel guilty about just hanging up on that person. Or if you don't identify the caller ID, just don't answer it. If you're talking to them because somehow they've gotten through to you, just put the phone down and walk away. It's really going to hopefully do you much better to do that. And it's safer than trying to make that person feel better because their job really is designed to get you to put your money over to them and then it's gone. I mean, the way these things move now, it's over. You can't get it back. So be suspect of anyone who makes any sort of a guarantee, particularly around this area, that an investment's going to perform a certain way or has a pushy sales pitch that immediately makes you feel uncomfortable and encourages you to act right now, this second. Those sort of things are bad. Next, you can always check, write this down, the SEC's EDGAR, E-D-G-A-R, database. This is where you can find out whether the company files with the SEC. And if they do, read the reports and verify the information that the company's telling you about or maybe you heard about through social media. But remember, the fact that a company has registered the security or filed the report with the SEC doesn't mean that the company is going to be a good investment. You still need to do your due diligence to make sure if it's legit and if it's satisfying what you're after. So don't just, you know, run down that road. I know it's easier and it seems, well, it's okay. Well, maybe it's not. You got to be really wary of stocks that have huge spikes in price on the upside and the downside, because this is a signal potentially of fraud and manipulation. And the next thing you need to do is find out where the stock trades and pay attention to any cautions associated with the stock. Because most of these stock pump and dump schemes I was talking about earlier tend to be quoted on the OTC or over-the-counter market. And this market, the OTC, provides icons that can warn you or concern or give you some concern about a particular company. These include a stop sign. So legitimately, like driving down the road, you see a red stop sign. And that indicates that the company cannot or will not provide information to regulators, exchanges, or the OTC market. And also a skull and crossbones signal, literally, warns you that the security company or a person who controls the company might be involved in a spam campaign, a questionable marketing activity, or maybe facing a regulatory action or even something more serious. So there's all sorts of things out there that you just need to be aware of. And if you didn't catch what I just said, you can always go back and listen to our podcast and write some of this stuff down, because these are some steps you definitely want to follow as you start to explore this particular area, which is exciting. But I will say overall that the cryptocurrency space is really going to take some time. And I would say, as a matter of fact, you know, you may be looking at 5, 8, 10 years before you really see who's going to materialize in this area. And just be prepared to wait that sort of time. You're not going to, you know, buy this today and make $1 million and get out of it tomorrow. I mean, there's very few people who've done that. Of course, you probably heard the stories. And so you're thinking, oh, I could do that too. It's not usually the way it works. They got lucky. And so that's not the way it goes. Just got to be really careful. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say they have a competitive advantage with their proprietary fund, and you can't get it anywhere else. Should you buy it? Should you stay with it? Find out. You certainly don't want to miss this one. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
Suddenly come over you. Maybe it was a spirit walking through you. Have you ever walked into a building and suddenly you don't feel right, but you cannot quite put your finger on it? And what caused that strange feeling? Maybe you're woken up one night and found someone standing next to your bed, just staring at you, and then suddenly disappears in front of your eyes. As every creak and noise the house makes, or cupboards banging, might just be a spirit trying to get your attention, or trying to tell you that it's their house, not yours.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. Hey, and tomorrow night is Halloween, and boy, I'm excited to see the kids again. It's been a couple years since they came knocking on my door, and I love seeing all the costumes. I'm sure you do, too. So in honor of that theme of Halloween, we are talking today about some of the top tricks that financial advisors are using right now to separate you from your hard-earned money, and what we'd like to do is educate you so you can avoid those houses that give out the apples and the toothbrushes. All right, so now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one they say. They say that they have a competitive advantage with their proprietary fund because you can't buy it anywhere else. So should you buy it? Or if you already own it, should you keep it? Well, that really depends. But on balance, I would say you need to find out more information. And why that is because this is a trick, in my opinion, which really creates a pretty large conflict of interest. What am I talking about? Well, this could potentially place the advisor's interest ahead of yours. And this is something that's called revenue sharing. You may want to write that down. This is a horrifying practice in the industry where a mutual fund company or an insurance company will pay a financial advisor's firm an extra amount of money to promote their product instead of possibly a better one. And these deals can line the pockets of advisors and their firms in a pretty big way. Take this one, for example. According to a revenue sharing disclosure released by Company X, X stated that they received revenue sharing payments of approximately, get this, $186.7 million through revenue sharing, and the total firm revenue was $746.2 million. So let me put this in percentage terms. That's about 25% or one quarter of firm X's revenue comes from selling you financial products that offer the advisor and the firm an extra kickback for promoting that fund. These funds can be more expensive. They can perform worse than other options that are out there. And we've heard clients tell us that their advisor said these investments were proprietary and that they were created specifically for them, things like that. So if you think these advisors are only showing you those funds because they pay them more, you could be right. But how do you really know? Maybe you already own something like this. The next trick that we're seeing a lot of right now usually comes to you through an email. Or maybe you're doing an internet search for something and it starts popping up and chasing you through cookies. I like cookies, but not those kind. This trick sounds obvious, but a lot of people right now are falling victim to it. It involves this. It encourages you to take advantage of today's low interest rates and refinancing your home. I get this probably once a week right now from people. I'm hearing this. They're advising you to pull equity out of your house and invest the difference, maybe encouraging to spend it on things like cars or whatever you're looking for. And on paper, these deals look pretty good because maybe you're paying 3.25 right now and they're saying, well, you get it for 2.75 and you can lock in these rates. But the thought of taking more debt on, reducing your equity in your home right now, which is at all-time highs, you know it's going to reset again. And no matter how good this seems, it should send shivers up your spine. Because I equate some of these practices to going to Las Vegas, taking that money, putting it on the black, and just hoping that when the ball lands, it's on black. Because you're really hoping for a lot of things to line up in your favor. But if they don't, you could seriously face some big problems. We've seen this over and over again. And I know right now rates are low and they're affordable, especially these variable loans. But think about this. When you refinance, you're eating into the equity that you've painstakingly worked and grown all these years, particularly with the market getting higher. It's a lot of luck in a lot of ways, but that's good. You've earned that. You deserve that. And don't forget, there's fees in these refinances. Even if they tell you there's no fees, it's not true. How do you think they make money? They're not in business for free. And remember, most of the interest that you're going to pay on that loan is front-loaded. So you're going to be paying higher interest percentages over the first 5, 6, 7, 8 years of that loan instead of later. So you're going to pay for this one way or the other, and I encourage you not to do that. In addition, if that investment that you were promoted fails, then you're out all that equity, all the fees you paid, and now you're in a worse position as you get ready to retire maybe 10, 15 years from now. So be careful, because those advisors and the banks, yep, they make their money, but you get hurt. So be careful around anything like this, and certainly get a second opinion. I usually recommend from an attorney. As you know, we are attorneys as well as financial advisors, and we have a tax practice here as well. We do all that right here, but you should run it by a fiduciary before you sign anything, particularly a contract, which you will, as it relates to a refinance. Next one on the list, I hear this all the time, is I'm the investment guy. I don't need to review your tax return. That's why you have an accountant. Well, according to Kiplinger, if you read that magazine, they say that the right advisor for you and your money is one that is quarterbacking a team of professionals, an advisor who reviews your tax return on a regular basis to make sure your investment plan is tax efficient and you take advantage of every tax opportunity that's out there right now. So I have a question for you. When was the last time the person you go to for investment advice reviewed your tax return? Well, if your answer is they never have, well, we're going to count that as one of the five tricks, not treats, that financial advisors are using right now, because this lack of knowledge, tax coordination when it comes to you, is going to cost you more money if you think about it. Because when you go to sell that investment, if you made money, guess what? You're either going to pay ordinary income tax or capital gain tax on that. And again, depending on how much you make in income, it could be a lot more. Coming up next, find out how one of the nation's largest advisors said you can take out 7% per year from your retirement account and not run into any problems. Find out how one family almost lost everything sticking to that advice. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.
times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning on our special Halloween edition. Well, on today's Halloween-themed episode, we've been covering the five tricks right now that financial advisors are using to dupe investors out of their hard-earned money. If you missed any of these, you certainly can find it on our podcast. If you use Spotify, just type in Protect Your Assets, and you can listen to that right there. Today, we've uncovered some pretty horrifying sales practices of financial advisors that are going on right now. Cryptocurrency scams, higher fees through revenue sharing, not paying attention to things like your taxes as you buy particular investments or sell particular investments. That's a big one. And that leads me right now to the fifth and final trick. You've probably seen the commercials, regular looking guy or gal in this particular area, nice office, quote, they're on your side. Well, they have really great marketing. I'll give them that. And they say that they're all about lower fees and helping you. But if they're telling you to take 7% a year out of your portfolio and that the performance will do the rest, well, you better watch out. Because we came across a family, and it's not the first, I've seen a few of these, where they were retired, they sold their business, and they turned over all their hard-earned money to this particular firm. Now, the firm invested the money and told them everything was fine and told them they could take out the 7% per year from the portfolio and that the market would do the rest for the rest of their life, too, by the way. Well, in this particular example, 2008 came along. And I know it's only a matter of time you've been sitting there wondering, when is 2008 going to happen again? Nobody knows. That's the bottom line. Nobody knows. And when that does come, if you're retired and you had a sum of money that today looks pretty good, well, remember back to 2008. What will it look like then?
Pain has a face.
It certainly does.
Allow me to show it to you.
Yeah, and you'll wake up one morning and you may see that face, whether you want to or not, and you're going to be scared, and you should be. Because 2008 came along for this family, and as they continued to take out that money every single month, as they were advised, at 7%, their portfolio went down over 50%. And the withdrawals that they were taking started to become a real problem. Because as you take out more than what the portfolio is generating, when you add fees on top of that, it's very, very difficult to get back to even. So even when markets do well, even when there's growth, and I know the last few years things have been pretty good, and most accounts, if you were involved in equities, investing in stocks, you've probably done pretty well. But don't let that confidence be self-sustaining, because it won't. Anything has taught me, anything over the last 30 years of doing this, is that markets correct. And that's normal. It's healthy. It should happen. And if you're in retirement and you're relying on that portfolio to sustain your lifestyle, you're going to have a problem. Because retirement is totally different than saving for retirement. In fact, it's like flipping a switch. You have to flip the switch to living off of your money. And that's different than growing your money. And some people specialize in growing money. Some people specialize in living off your money in retirement. And the latter hopefully makes sure you don't run out of money during your retirement. So I'm just telling you all this right now because markets are at all-time highs right now. And no matter how you look at it, I talked about it at the top of the hour. We were talking about valuations and what stocks are trading for right now when you look at the price to earning multiple. We're at all-time highs right now. 20 times earnings is typical, but we're above that right now on the S&P 500. We're seeing greater valuations than we've ever seen before, and that's because of all the cash that's out there that has no place else to go. And with fixed income rates being so low for so long, money has moved to the stock market. Well, that's changing right now. The environment is changing. There is inflation out there. We got it this week. We heard about the inflation numbers this week, and they're high. Some cases over 5%. You also have a Fed that is set on raising interest rates. And as interest rates start to rise, which they are right now, you're going to see money move out of stocks and start to go to low-risk fixed income because they're typically backed by credit paying ability of an insurance company or the federal government or FDIC if you're doing CDs. So you have different options that are out there. And so naturally money will move out of risk and have some sort of yield because we all know you don't want to keep it in the bank where it pays you nothing or low interest or no interest savings accounts. That's foolish, particularly with inflation being where it is because you lose money that way. So right now is the time. Right now is the time to look at your situation, figure out the taxes you're going to pay on that to make some changes. Do all that now before the end of the year, before the market resets itself and corrects. Because I think the next 6 months are going to be challenging. I think it's going to be a different environment than we've had the last arguably 5 years. So point being today is be careful about how you plan your retirement and how you live off of that, how you draw money out of that as you live in retirement. And if you don't want to be retired thinking everything is fine and then being told, sorry, you have to change your lifestyle, maybe sell your house. If you don't want to outlive your money, then think about this. Right now, tax rates are probably the lowest they're going to be for a very, very long time. And you heard this last week. The Democrats are not going to be pursuing, at least right now, it looks like, those tax changes we were hearing about. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. Executive producer and network manager Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there. Phil, Brett, Sean, thank you guys this morning because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Happy Halloween, everybody.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.